Welcome to Sports Mad Rez's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we had one post on sportsmedrez.org. That's res.org. In this post, we summarized a study where the authors reported that former collegiate football players reporting three or more concussions were more likely to have worse physical and mental health than individuals reporting fewer concussions. If we take a closer look at that post, we find that the authors completed a cross-sectional study to examine the relationship between concussions and adverse health outcomes in 204 former NCAA football athletes 15 years after playing their final collegiate game. The authors identified potential participants from the original NCAA concussion study. They selected former athletes who played at least one season of NCAA football between 1999 to 2001, but they never played professional football. A total of 204 participants responded to the researchers' invitation and completed demographic, medical history, injury history, and health history questionnaires. Concussion exposure was self-reported. Participants recorded the number of concussions they believed they sustained before and during their collegiate football careers. Participants also completed the Veterans RAND 36 Item Health Survey, Patient Health Questionnaire, and CAGE to assess physical and mental health, depression, alcohol dependence, respectively. Overall, 22% of participants reported worse physical health than the U.S. average. Former football players who reported three or more concussions may be more than twice as likely to have worse physical or mental health compared to those who report one or two concussions. Furthermore, former players reporting three or more concussions were 4.2 times more likely to report moderate to severe depression. A history of repeated concussion history was unrelated to alcohol dependence. Overall, the authors demonstrated that worse physical and mental health in former football players who reported multiple concussions. These findings should be important to clinicians, as it adds to a growing body of evidence that multiple concussions can have long-term impact on an athlete's health. This evidence further supports the need for more long-term follow-ups and more research to better understand how these concussions were treated and when return to play occurred. Although not the purpose of this study, more detail regarding how these concussions were treated and when participants returned to play was not recorded for this study. This makes it difficult to understand how current treatments and return to play protocols impact the long-term outcomes, but it is a logical next question to ask. Until the research can bridge this gap, clinicians should continue to use best practices with regards to determining return to play and seek the most objective assessment practices possible. Furthermore, clinicians should educate athletes on the potential long-term implications of multiple concussions. It's important for us to keep in mind, though, with this study, that the key finding here is the difference between people who reported three or more concussions versus those who reported one or two concussions or even no concussion. This doesn't enable us to make any inferences about how the athlete was treated for a single concussion or for the multiple concussions. Hopefully, future studies will help us better understand whether properly managing a concussion helps reduce the risk of long-term outcomes or not. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This past week's most popular post was an NATA Now blog post explaining why and how athletic trainers can participate in the Stand Up to OA campaign by the Osteoarthritis Action Alliance. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 6 online evidence-based practice courses available through the Human Kinetics website. Also, if you or your patients are looking for a new compression sleeve or socks, please check out Zensa, compression products at zensah.com. That's ZENSAH.com. Our co-founder recently checked out their products and thought that they were great quality and would be ideal for individuals who need full mobility but would like compression to enhance proprioception. For a limited time, you can get 10% off your order if you use customer discount code SMR10. That's SMR10 for 10% off. We'll have links to these courses, the Zen 7 products, and the article on our podcast website and in our show notes. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.